The third choice was to look at the safe and give up. This was the most common outcome of events. In another 20 years, the safe would be transformed from an impregnable obstacle to a mere irritant in the minds of burglars, but for the moment it was virtually unbeatable. Unless, that is, one had a key to the safe. Combination locks had not yet been invented. All locks were operated by key, and the most reliable way to break a safe was to come prepared with a previously obtained key. This truth lies behind the 19th-century criminal's preoccupation with keys. Victorian crime literature, official and popular, often seems obsessed with keys, as if nothing else mattered. But in those days, as the master safe-cracker Neddy Sykes said in his trial in 1848, "The key is everything in the lay, the problem and the solution." Thus it was Edward Pierce's unquestioned assumption in planning the train robbery that he must first obtain copies of all the necessary keys. And he must do this by gaining access to the keys themselves. For although there was a new method of using wax blanks and inserting them into the locks of the actual safes, this technique was undependable. Safes of the period were usually left unguarded for this reason. The true criminal focus was upon the keys to the safe, wherever they might be. The copying process presented no difficulty. Wax impressions of the key could be made in a few moments, and any premises containing a key could be cracked with relative ease. But if one stops to think of it, a key is really rather small. It can be concealed in the most unlikely places. It can be hidden almost anywhere on a person's body or in a room, particularly a Victorian room, where even so ordinary an item of furniture as a wastebasket was likely to be covered in cloth, layers of fringes, and decorative rings of tassels. We forget how extraordinarily cluttered Victorian rooms were. Innumerable hiding places were provided by the prevailing decor of the period. Furthermore, the Victorians themselves adored secret compartments and concealed spaces. A mid-century writing desk was advertised as containing 110 compartments, including many most artfully concealed from detection. Even the ornate hearths found in every room of a house offered dozens of places to hide an object as small as a key.